Well, then, he stopped. Clarissa opened her mouth, then shut it, ridiculously, without having uttered a word. Go ahead, McDougal. You're an interested party, you know.
No, she shook her spectacular head. I'm not saying a word, nor thinking a thought to sway his decision one way or the other. Besides, he'd have to flit around then as much as now.
Some travel involved, of course, Haines admitted. All over that galaxy, some in this one, and back and forth between the two. However, the Dauntless, or something newer, bigger and faster, will be his private yacht, and I don't see why it is either necessary or desirable that his flits be solo.
Say, I never thought of that, Kinnison blurted, and as thoughts began to race through his mind of what he could do with Chris beside him all the time, to straighten out the mess in the second galaxy. Oh, Kim, Clarissa squealed in ecstasy, squeezing his arm even tighter against her side.
Hooked,
Lacey chortled in triumph. But I'd have to retire. That thought was the only thorn in Kinnison's whole wreath of roses. I wouldn't like that.
Certainly you wouldn't, Haines agreed. But remember that all such assignments are conditional, subject to approval, and with a very definite cancellation agreement in case of what the lensman regards as an emergency. If a gray lensman had to give up his right to serve the patrol in any way he considered himself most able, they'd have to shoot us all before they could make executives out of us. And finally, I don't see how the job we're talking about can be figured as any sort of a retirement.
You'll be as active as you are now, yes. More so, unless I miss my guess.
QX. I'll be there. I'll try it, Kinnison promised.
Now for some more news, Lacey announced. Haines didn't tell you, but he has been made president of the Galactic Council. You are his first appointment. I hate to say anything good about the old scoundrel, but he has got one outstanding ability. He doesn't know much or do much himself, but he certainly can pick the men who have to do the work for him.
There is something vastly more important than that, Haines steered the acclaim away from himself.
Just a minute, Kinnison interposed. I haven't got this all straight yet. What was that crack about active nurses a while ago?
Why, Dr. Lacey was just intimating that I had resigned, Goose, Clarissa chuckled. I didn't know a thing about it myself, but I imagine it must have been just before this conference started. Am I right, Doctor? She asked innocently.
Or tomorrow, or even yesterday, any convenient time will do, Lacey blandly assented. You see, young man, McDougal has been a mighty busy girl, and wedding preparations take time, too. Therefore, we have very reluctantly accepted her resignation.